Democrat Paul Segabiano, a longtime McLean County board member, on why he's seeking re-election. This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. His Democratic primary opponent is Shayna Wachinski. She also talks to GLT's Ryan Denham about why she's making her first run for elected office and why she thinks District 8 needs a more progressive voice.
I'm running for McLean County Board because I feel like in District 8, it's time for a fresh perspective, some new voices, and new leadership, and I believe I can bring that to the board.
Is this your first run at elected office?
It is. Yes, it is.
How has it been going so far? What's the experience been like?
It has been amazing. I have gotten so much support and people that have just reached out to kind of help me along in the process. Several months ago, the McLean County Democrats sent several of us to the Ready to Run workshop, and we got some great tools there. And since then, it's just been a really great community effort that has helped many of us, including myself.
Tell us a little bit about your background, what you do professionally.
Sure.
And you're a well-known face in terms of local political activism. So I wonder
Sure.
if you can just kind of reveal yourself a little bit to us.
Right. Well, I have lived in Bloomington Normal my entire life. I've actually lived on the west side and in District 8 since about 2000. My husband and I are both from Bloomington Normal. We've raised both of our kids here. I have two children. They're basically grown. My son's a senior in high school, and my daughter is 23. And I work in healthcare. I've worked in healthcare since about 2000. My current job, I work in the cardiology department at one of the local hospitals, and I do EKGs.
Why are you making your first run for elected office right now? I think you've been involved
right.
in politics for years, but
sure.
any other cycle you could have done the same thing. Why now?
Sure. There were kind of a couple events that culminated in me getting to where I am now, if you don't mind me going back a little ways. 9 years ago, my younger brother unfortunately died of a drug overdose. And at the time, he had three small children. They were 6, 8, and 9 at the time. And I remember looking at them and telling them, whatever I can do to make sure you don't go through this pain again, or whatever I can do to make things better, I'm going to do it. And then a year and a half, not quite a year and a half ago, their mother died of a drug overdose. And you've never felt more helpless than I felt in that moment, looking at them and knowing 9 years later they're going through the same thing and maybe I didn't do enough to help. And around the same time that that happened, Trump was elected into office. And that kind of brought everything at the same time into focus for me. And I thought, you know what? I really have to put my money where my mouth is and do what I can fully. And it's just kind of led down this road, getting involved in, you know, different organizations and with different local campaigns, state campaigns, and activism, and it's just moved on to this.
What would be some of the most important issues that you'd focus on if you were elected?
I would really, really like to get more people involved in politics. I think we've seen in McLean County that there is a huge interest with people getting active and involved right now, and we need to keep that momentum going. And one of the things that I found personally when I was getting more involved was I was going to all these meetings. I would go to city council meetings. I even went to normal town council meetings, you know, and all of a sudden I realized, wait a minute, I haven't been to any county board meetings. Why is that? And then I realized it's because they're at 9 o'clock on Tuesday morning and I work like most people. It's really hard to get there at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday morning. It's really a hindrance, I believe, that people getting involved because they can't be there. So they don't know what's going on. So that is the meeting times are definitely a big thing I would like to see changed, but also, the mental health issues in town, and that goes in with kind of the opioid epidemic. I have a personal story, but so many people do. And people don't realize how, I call it a many-tentacled beast, that touches everybody, even if you're not an addict yourself or in a relationship with an addict. My father, who worked his entire life, did everything right, ready to retire, has his home in Florida, is now in Illinois in a small town raising three children because of the drug epidemic. So I want to make sure that we are doing the best that we can to make sure people have the mental health services that they need before it becomes a crisis point or before they find themselves embroiled in addiction. I'm really concerned that the most visual representation of the work that McLean County is doing for mental health right now is a jail expansion. That's really upsetting to a lot of people. And, you know, there's budget for community-based services, and not $1 has gone into those services yet. It's all been on the side of this jail expansion, which, as I go out and talk to people, that is one of the things that they talk to me most about, is their concern that this is what we're representing and this is what they're seeing. And there are things being done, but right now, this is what people are seeing, and I don't think that's a good representation, and I don't think that's good for representation of the people in our community that suffer with mental health issues. They're not criminals, and that shouldn't be the first thing that people think of.
And you are challenging a fellow Democrat in the March 20th primary, Paul mm-hmm. Segobiano. He's a longtime incumbent on the McLean County Board.
Yes.
So why did you decide to run against him? And can you talk about your view of his tenure in office?
Really, at the time that I was deciding to run, I was looking for where I could be the most effective. This isn't about Paul, as far as I'm, you know, concerned. It was where I felt I could do the most good. I think, you know, Paul has served for 45 years, and that is commendable. Nobody takes that away from him. But I just think that I offer a more in-touch, more connected perspective right now of what's going on, especially in District 8.
There are, as I understand it, three women on the county board right now out of mm-hmm. 20 members. Mm-hmm. Do you think that voters should be thinking about gender and the balance of the board as they make decisions on March 20th and then again in November?
I don't think that gender is it's definitely not the only issue. But I think when you're anywhere that policy is being made, there needs to be representation. You know, these women need their voice at the table, definitely, especially where things are going to be decided that are affecting families, affecting, you know, women have a unique perspective and it should be represented. But it definitely shouldn't be the only reason or the deciding factor, I don't think.
Republicans have a 15-5 majority currently on the county board.
Mm-hmm.
Even if Democrats pick up a few seats in November, mm-hmm. likely to still be in the minority. What would be your approach to being a new county board member, still in the minority?
Sure.
What would be your approach to that kind of job?
Everything is about collaboration. You know, every adult in this society has to learn how to talk to people and work with people every day that maybe necessarily don't believe in the same thing you do. But ultimately, I will be working for the people in District 8 and what the people in District 8 want. So I will be representing what they want, whether it reflects my views or, you know, whatever the situation is. And then I'll work with anybody. I don't have any problems with that. And I have a lot to learn. So, you know, I definitely want to build relationships with people and a collaborative effort.
To that effect, Paul's list of endorsements, Paul Segobiano, your primary mm-hmm. opponent, mm-hmm. that list of endorsements includes several Republicans, including other county board members, countywide mm-hmm. officials.
Sure.
He says that's a sign of his ability to work across the aisle and to get business done.
Sure.
I mean, isn't that a good thing? Isn't that the kind of things that we hear voters want to see happen?
Sure, absolutely. But I also think when you are picked to represent the most Democratic district in the county, you should reflect what your constituents are asking you to reflect.
Yeah, what do you mean by that?
I know that especially like when the meeting times came up, when it came up to there was a bipartisan effort to change the meeting times, and my opponent voted with the most conservative members to not change the meeting time. And that was not what the District 8 people wanted. as far as I have been told and as far as I can tell.
McLean County Board candidate Shayna Wachinski talking about her primary matchup against incumbent Paul Segoviano. She spoke with GLT's Ryan Denham. The election is March 20th. Find more election news at our new Facebook group. Just search for Election 2018 in McLean County.